What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Oh, yeah. That placed over 9, minus 130. We were just saying, it's amazing, Tony, we're thinking the same thing, over 9. And I said, man, this is too light. It should probably be 10. This ballpark's not quite Coors, but come on, it should be higher. And you said, no, there's 9.5 popping up right now. And you're right, 9.5's already. 9.5's already.
I just got it. And I'm not going to mention this, but I just got it to minus 17, which is a pretty good price. That's why.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice one, yeah. All right, to pay the 30. You know what, actually, though? I just bet at a place that a lot of Jays fans bet at, too. I noticed this, too. Like, FanDuel now, they're in so many different places. So me and Cam got into an argument today. He's like, no, it says this, it says that. But he was in FanDuel, Ontario. I was FanDuel, New York. So we're looking. And we're going back and forth. Yeah. It was, yeah. Well, you know what? The line's pretty much the same. The odds boosts are different. They put the games in different order. There's no rotation anymore. It drives me crazy, Tony, with no rotation. There's no rotation. So they put it in different order. Like, they put the local games first up on different things. I don't know. Like, there's little tricks have, right? I know. Me neither. Like, there's a reason there's a rotation. What's the number?
That's right. You know
on the East Coast, Tony, sportsbooks, you don't say a number. You tell them the team.
Yeah. I brought up. If you go to the window, when I was a kid, if you went to the window, anywhere, whether it's off, you know, and you didn't do it right, dude, get the hell out of the line, kid, so you know how to do it right. And then
I've
seen no names, number.
I've seen fights break out over this, okay?
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Like, you know what I mean? And I've been part of them. Like, would you hurry the F up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and all this, I told the guys, I said, no, and they said, no, it's easier this way. I said, it's not easier this way. And then you get the dispute and stuff like that. It's not. There's a reason why, like, at the racetrack, like, you don't tell them the name of the horse. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
No, I want number 5 in the second. Like, you know what I'm saying? People are, oh, can I get Fred Flintstone, Yabadoo, you know, what, sir? It's like, God, for the love of God. Anyway, sorry.
You can't check a ticket like they. Let's put it this way. If you do it that way, then you're going to get a number. You're going to say, I didn't take this number. I had Fred Flintstone. Get the hell out of the line, mister. Give me that ticket back. Get the hell out of the line, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yep.
All right. So, what do you like, Tony? We got a couple more minutes with you tomorrow. So, you're selective. Mr. Finn, selective. What's your selective? What are you looking at?
You pulled one out of me because I'm on Cease minus the 1.5 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I don't agree with you on that one.
I know you don't.
All right. What's the other one?
And the other one I'm on, listen, I had Houston as a small dog, but Syndergaard.
That was a good call.
Verlander at minus 15, 20 at the most, I'm saying. Houston's the play. They didn't lose anything when they lost Correa. They lost a little Correa, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this team's loaded. They don't strike out. They make contact. And if you do, and Syndergaard's not missing any bats. He's not going to miss any bats coming off of TJS this soon. He's got some. He has some work ahead of him. And Houston's going to be. They're the play at that price, in my opinion. That's just my opinion.
No concern about Verlander's struggles in the spring.
No, none at all. If there's one guy that could be as bad could be one night and 5 days later, I'm never concerned because he's just a sharp. He's just savvy. His baseball IQ is so high that he knows how to make the adjustments, and he's one of those guys, much like a Max, that they don't have to have their best stuff. And they know how to make the adjustments. They know how to make get outs. And if they have, if they're not missing bats, they know where to put the ball, to what the hitter's soft spots is, and make contact, weak contact. I could not be more confident in Verlander. If I have money on him, it does not matter, like you said, what he did yesterday. He'll do something different today.
Yeah, the Angels blow. They are a fade. I'll tell you what, though, Tony, one thing I want to bring up for people from baseball, too. Yeah. Don't be scared to think that, oh, well, a team won two in a row already, or they won today. And that's why I'm not scared of the Tigers. Why I respect you. But where I'm going to hop into is the Mets here. I think the Mets can win again tomorrow, bro. They got Bassett making his debut. Hold on a second. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Let's roll. Level three. Rob Vino will join us in a couple of moments. We got Tony Finn kicking with us right now. Well, we're in the ninth inning with Tony trying to pull. It's like interrogating someone, Tony. Like, he's like a mobster. He won't give anything up. But Tony does like the White Sox minus 1.5 tomorrow. That's a pick you do like, Tony.
It is. Plus money. That's a good the White Sox can hit the ball. Cease, let me tell you, there's not very many pitchers that have the stuff Cease has. What he has inside the strike zone is just crazy. The velocity, the spin rate, the movement on his pitches. This early in the season, a guy that can throw in the strike zone, have that kind of movement, I'm all over him because it's cold weather. We've talked about it, cold weather.
And listen, we can both win. I'm going to take the Tigers. I'm not going to fade the Sox here with you. I respect your opinion on Steve, but I am taking the Tigers plus a run and a half. It wouldn't shock me if this is a one-run game right here.
Nope.
And Tony just told us, too, for you AM radio affiliates just joining us again right now. We got a little bit been serious when you got sports updates and everything. Tony was talking about liking these Astros again tomorrow. Houston minus 126 with Verlander on the hill. Noah Syndergaard, Thor, makes his debut. I sat next to Thor in a basketball game once, a Knick game. Man, that guy's big. All right, Tony, we got 30 seconds on the way out. But speaking of New York, I think they win, man. They got Bassett. They just picked Bassett up. I think they win this game tomorrow again. Minus 164. Mets win.
I took them McGill. McGill was a small number yesterday, and they won. And they won today. I didn't play them because
it was
a little
bit. See you,
Tony. So, bye. Thank you,
bye.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your.
I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class, the Friday Night Freak Show. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159, kicking it on the Sports Grid Radio Networks, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Let's bring in Mr. Vino, Rob Vino. Rob Vino, sports.com, wagertalk.com. Rob, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Gabe. Always a pleasure on Friday nights to get with you here. You know, got new stuff going on. Last week we were all into the Final Four, and now we're beyond college basketball and into other stuff.
Yeah, the cycle of the sports life continues. It's amazing, isn't it? We're so into a sport, and you're so into it, and it's just done, and just like that, you move on. All this new stuff going on, but there's been a lot of stuff, you know, this Masters Week, Major League Baseball. It's the calm before the storm right now with the NBA playoffs, but before we know it, look, man, we've already had some spring college football games. You know, Colin Kaepernick was the honorary captain for the Michigan Wolverines last week. I think it was last week, and time just sort of morphs into one in the sports world, but things are rolling along right now. But before we get into, hey, we got the NFL draft in 3 weeks too, and I'm a big draft bettor, Rob. But before we move on to the NBA and maybe a little college football, NFL, etc., Major League Baseball is back, and you know, it's as our late great friend Dave Malinsky always used to say, and Gabriel, you always have to remember, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, right? And so there's not a lot of sample size to take after a game, but I don't need much more sample size. I'm telling you what, take the overs in Texas Ranger games and take the overs in Toronto Blue Jay games this year, Rob. These guys can mash, and I don't think it's just a one-off. I think it's going to be this way all season long. Overs in Jays games and overs in Rangers games until they start putting up 12.5s.
Yeah, boy. I mean, 7-0, bottom of the fourth tonight, and Toronto comes all the way back to take that 10-8 lead. What a comeback there, 18 runs. I'll tell you what, Gabe, it didn't take too long for Major League Baseball to remind me how much I hate ninth-inning bullpens. And it's one of my own guys that comes back to kick me in the teeth tonight with the Atlanta Braves run line. Go to the bottom of the ninth, 7-3. And, of course, two outs, it's 7-4, two guys on. And my guy Kenley Jansen gives up two consecutive singles to end 7-6 and lose the bet. So, you know, ninth inning bullpens, again, it didn't take long to remind me how much I hate those bets. Five inning stuff generally works pretty well. Tonight I had one with the Mets. I'm on this over in the LA Angels game. Yeah, you're right. I mean, certain teams are going to hit, certain teams can't pitch. On and on and on. I guess to the point about ninth inning bullpens, last night you saw it with the Arizona San Diego, too.
Well, it's the chaos of Major League Baseball. And listen, as a Dodger fan, and I Jansen's a great guy. Right? He's a great guy. But with that being stated, Braves fans are going to, any Brave fan that laid the 1.5, there you go. Get ready. Get ready for some frustration this year. And look, the Dodgers nearly blew it late as well. And that's, you know, this is the thing you got to remember. And we always tell people this, that, hey, players aren't worried about your run line bet. Players aren't worried about, like, the backdoor cover. Look at, like, the Clippers. Look at the Clippers and Suns the other night. Yeah. It's like, how the hell can you guys do this? What? Wait, we won the game. It's not our problem you laid the points.
It's so true. And, you know, the five-inning bet, first five, over the last couple of years, Gabe, has become so popular because why not? And the logic behind it is you get behind the starting pitcher, you get your five innings in, you take your victory, whether it be money line or run line, and get out before the fireworks of a bullpen blowing up can happen. The increase in popularity over the last 2 to 3 years, specifically with that bet, is crazy. I find myself in that boat now. I probably make more first five plays than I do full game, and that's the reason why these bullpens are just too volatile, and it's hard to figure out on a nightly basis who you can trust and who you can't. Pitch counts, you know, I'm a big bullpen guy, Gabe. I started in 1998 doing my own pitch count stuff, and you can put yourself in a good position, but boy, oh boy, that guarantees you nothing. And with Kenley Jansen, as Dodger fans, we've seen him enough to know that if he doesn't come in a save situation, then he's going to blow up. And he didn't come in a safe situation tonight, and he blew up. He needs the pressure of the save, I guess. But, hey, that's just me whining about a loss tonight. No big deal.
I think, and I know, it's a debate, and people talk about the first five inning stuff, but I've been harping on this. It's been something me and Teddy talked about it briefly last night, and I've been saying I don't think starting pitching is as relevant as people make it out to be. I think there's too much of a variable. Like, number one, the pitchers don't pitch very much anyways. They don't go that deep into the game anyways. Even if they have a no-hitter, they'll get taken out of the game. Number two, there's a big volatility. I mean, look, I had the Red Sox today. I lost, so I can't say it was the right play. But I didn't lose because Gerrit Cole was amazing. And you know what I mean? I didn't lose because Gerrit Cole, you know, shut me down. Look, you know, the Jays tonight. You know, Barrios was... he got torched, man. He got lit up. He couldn't get anybody out. He got one out. The bases were loaded when they took him out. They still win the game. I get what you're saying. There's we get it. There's always that frustration when, oh, you know, we were up 4-1 and we ended up losing damn bad, etc. And, you know, it seems to happen to certain pitchers more often than not. But I just don't think that starting pitching is as relevant. And I don't think there's that many great starting pitchers anyways anymore that it scares me that much, to be honest with you. Like, look, I took the Tigers today. Last night I told people, like, the Tigers, yeah, but Gio Lito's on the hill. Yeah, so what? I like the Tigers today.
Yeah, nice bottom of the ninth. A.J. Pollock, another ex-Dodger.
I guess we're both right. You're saying first five innings, I'm saying don't be scared of the aces, and we both would have been right today in that instance.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we always remember what we saw last, but to your point of not really scared by a ton of good starting pitching for anybody, and I know there's zillions of you out there, myself included, who, you know, go through a fantasy draft Hey, the elite starting pitching guys are slim pickings. So
that's what I'm saying, Rob. Let me just throw the names at you here. This is just tomorrow here.
Yeah.
Jordan Lyles against Rasmussen. Dylan Cease versus TBD. Gilbert versus Sonny Gray. So, in other words, so far, Sonny Gray's the best pitcher of the day. Mitch Keller and Mikolas. Freddie Peralta and Stroman. Okay. All right. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't. There's not a lot of. What are we talking? Pablo Lopez versus Carlos Rodon. Zach Plesac versus Brad Keller. Nick Pivetta versus Luis Severino. Gutierrez versus Kyle Wright. Guys, this is the second game of the year for these teams. These are the second best pitchers these teams have, too, we should know.
No, it's so true, Gabe. It's so true. I think after that slim elite level, maybe, you know, 6 to 8 of those guys, where if you do play 5 innings, you're definitely playing on Max Scherzer. You're definitely playing on Walker Buehler, who wasn't brilliant today at the start of the game either. He turned it on later. But, yeah, point well taken. And there were some numbers that a colleague of ours, Tony Finn, had for me last year that said, you know what? It seems like bullpens blow up in the ninth inning an awful lot more than they really do. He had a whole set of numbers on that last year. So sometimes it is just what you see, what you bet, when you've been beaten, and you tend to take that.
The gambler remembers it.
Yeah.
UFC's like that a lot, man. A guy could win, like UFC fans are the worst like that. And I've been in and I've had the same thing. Where a guy can like get knocked out and then win 6 fights in a row. Yeah, but you gotta wonder about that guy's chin, man, and his jaw, bro. You know what I mean? Like people say, like, it's like, yeah, you just saw him destroy. Yeah, you know what? But I was there that night when he got beat up, man. Right? And like, because if you lose money, I don't know, there's some sort of, it's got to be some scientific stuff to it, right? Since you lost on it, you remember it more somehow. And I've always talked about that with Bobby Knight. When Bobby Knight broke the all-time record at the time for most coaching wins ever, they said, Coach, you know, and do you remember your wins? What do you remember? How many wins do you remember? Blah, blah. And he said, you know, I remember the championships. And he said, no. He goes, I don't really remember. He goes, I can't believe I won that many games. And then.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He actually recited all the losses. He said, but I remember every loss. And he started off, he was like, 1968 Army, referee screwed us. And, you know, game, the other game we lost, Buddy missed a free throw at the end in 1971. like he went through each game he lost. And of course, a guy like Bobby Knight's not going to care about the wins. He's going to remember, the ones that I lost more so, a lot like gamblers do. Besides the new kids on Twitter, they never lose, so they don't have to remember the More with Rob Vino on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. We're kicking it. We're breaking bread with Rob Vino. Rob Vino, sports.com, wagertalk.com. So, Rob, it's the calm before the storm right now. It's been tricky in the NBA, these massive numbers. The NBA is tricky at the best of times due to the, you know, you don't know who's going to be playing ever until the last moment. Load management, rest, and everything else in between. So, you know, I've been navigating my way through it. And we've been doing pretty well this week, but with that being stated, I'm sick of hitting refresh 72 times a day. I'm sick of going to Fantasy Labs, and all due respect, you guys do a great job, Fantasy Labs, but tired of going to Fantasy Labs 22 times a day to see who's in, who's out. You know, once we know in the playoffs, all right, you know, we got the teams, we got the games, and then we can get into a flow. I'm ready to do this thing.
Yeah, I'm with you, Gabe. And, you know, at Wager Talk, we do an NBA handicapping analysis show at 4:30 Eastern time. you know, 2.5 hours before the first games tip off. We run from like 4:30 to maybe 5:10, and half the stuff we say from 4:30 to 5:10, you could throw in the garbage by 6:30. That's how volatile it is with these injury reports. And, you know, you see guys, Patrick Beverley, for instance, last night listed as out for Minnesota. Next thing you know, D'Angelo Russell mysteriously shows up on the injury report, and Patrick Beverley is in. So it makes you really wonder about the intentions of a lot of these teams. If you follow it close enough, you can guess correctly on a lot of stuff. You can guess which teams are really trying to get some wins by their injury report, and you can guess which teams are not. But it has been. It's tough. You really need to, like you say, be focused in all day long, right up until tip, to get it right. And when you're in the business that I'm in, of client selections, it's hard to release at, you know, 15 minutes before tip-off time. Hey, guys don't have all day long to sit around to make their plays. So the NBA's tough for sure, and I'm ready for the playoffs. It looks like we have a little bit more solid ground here as Miami clinched the number one in the Eastern Conference tonight.
Now, you should see on Game Time Decisions, our TV show, Rob, basically at like 6:50 Eastern time to about 7:05, it's like O'Hare Airport or something. Because it's like, oh, he's playing, he's out, he's in. And like, no, it's like a stock market. It's like boom, boom, boom. And I always think people joining the show then must think, this guy's been betting for 40 years, man. He's running around like an idiot here. It's chaos, right? But you don't know who's playing until the final minute. So it's like, all right, we do this, we'll do that. So you watch a lot of the Sixers games. I brought this up last night on the show, and I got into it with a colleague of yours and Teddy Covers about it on the way out. He goes, there's five or six teams that win the East before the Raptors do. And I said, number one, they don't have to play five or six teams, Teddy, but we were going to commercial break. But I think it's ridiculous. Like, the odds are so weird. So, you know, Brooklyn are the favorites at plus 290. Okay, fine. It makes sense. Brooklyn, oh, yeah, okay. Brooklyn, yeah, depending on how you feel, I think Brooklyn are overvalued, but whatever. So, the Miami Heat are plus 400. Fine. Boston plus 445. Philadelphia 76ers plus 555. But you're telling me then the Raptors are 24-1? Right? So, I'm not saying that the Raptors are they're better than the Bucks in these teams, but I find it ridiculous that the Sixers, who choke all the time and who the Raptors beat all the time, are somehow plus 550 and the Raptors are 24-1. And I also brought up, if you look at the Eastern Conference, there's only, you know what, there's Durant and Irving have played in the title before. They've won. The Bucks have and the Raptors have. You know what I mean? But for the most part, like, people talk about some of these teams and they hype them up and then they're surprised when they don't get it done after. And the same morons that were doing cartwheels when Harden showed up are the same people who are asking, what's wrong with Harden now? How come this isn't working?
Right. No. And to your point, Toronto won that game tonight shorthanded, back-to-back. And I had the other side. I had Houston plus the points. But you know in your heart of hearts that Toronto wants that game. That, like you said before, they don't care if they win by the 11.5. They just need that win. Because that 4-5 matchup, which looks like it's going to come to fruition against Philadelphia, is tailor-made for Toronto. I mean, I can tell you right now, I'll have a series bet on Toronto.
Yeah. And they're going to be dogs. What do you think we'll get? Plus 160 or something? We're going to get a nice price?
Yeah, we should, and hopefully that the you know, the star power of Embiid and Harden and home floor for Philly gets us even a little bit more. But regardless, Nick Nurse does a fantastic job defending Joel Embiid, probably better than any other coach. You noticed this last year, and Embiid has talked about it. But they have single coverage on him until he gets the ball, and then they just run. They drop down guards, and they slap. And there's nothing worse for a big guy than to have little gnats slapping at the ball while he's trying to do something. And you saw it again last night in that Philly-Toronto game. It's right where you separate Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic, because even though Embiid is better at it than he was in years past, he's still not great at throwing out of double, triple teams passing-wise. And he openly says he hates playing that defense. Toronto certainly can, I'm not going to say stop him, but they can control him. And James Harden, they can get to, too. I really like Toronto in that series, especially when they'll have Ananobi and VanVleet healthy. So at plus 24-1, I'm thinking you're going to get through to the second.
Yeah, and then you're one series away from getting into a nice hedge situation.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
So I'm thinking the same thing. What do you think about the East? So I brought up the Raptors just because of the sheer volume there, 24-1. But from a betting standpoint, what do you think is a nice another value pick? The Nets plus 330, the Heat plus 400, plus 440. I think the Heat are really good, but I don't know if they'd beat the Bucks. Like if it really came push come to shove in a series. But what do you think about these before we get some West takes?
Yeah, I think that before the Robert Williams injury, Boston was playing absolutely the best, and I still think that if Boston, and they're going to get the good draw as well, right? It looks like they're headed for 3-6 against the Bulls.
Oh, that's the Bulls desirable draw right there, bro.
Everybody wants the Bulls. All those top four teams want the Bulls, but it looks like Boston will get them. And then when they dispose of them, Robert Williams will be back for the second round. So I think probably Boston, with the prices of the top part, like I don't see anybody 6 through 8 surprising. So I would say Boston at plus 445. You have to do it now because I think when Williams comes back, that number goes down. And especially after they've won a series, that number comes down. I would take my shot there. Miami, like you say, deep, and they're loaded with three-point shooters. They're scary as heck because they just run them in there one right after the other. Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, Kyle Lowry. They can shoot it, so they're always scary. And they got that good mindset as well. They're physical. They're tough. So, but I think I would choose Boston out of those.
Rob Vino Sport, kicking it with us, wagertalk.com. As far as the West is concerned, Phoenix are plus 115 right now. The Golden State Warriors are plus 440. Memphis Grizzlies, 6-1. Utah, 10-1. Dallas, 10-1. Denver, 11-1. And as much as I've been talking about the Raptors as a team that I think is not getting enough respect from the odds makers, I feel the same way about Dallas, actually. Like, when I look at the matchups here, when I ask myself, all right, you know, can Dallas play with anybody? I think the answer is yes. I mean, I think Dallas play, you know, I think Dallas can play with Phoenix. I think Phoenix are better than they are. But can Dallas, you know, anyone that's, I just think with Luka Doncic, you've got a chance of beating anybody at any time. Now he's got a little playoff experience. They actually play defense right now. They have a much better chemistry now that Chris Tapps isn't there anymore. There's a lot to like about this Maverick team, and they're kind of flying under the radar to me right now at 10-1 in the West.
Yeah, you and I are perfectly aligned. I talked about this on a Wager Talk show yesterday, that Dallas, I have that 10-1 already. And it's only because I've seen what they've done on the road. They've gone to Boston and won. They've gone to Milwaukee and won. And not that those are Western Conference teams, but that's kind of the cream of the crop. I mean, if you're going to...
So showing a mental toughness they didn't have before.
Absolutely. And you know what? When they made the trade, Gabe, I thought that, I'm thinking, what is Mark Cuban doing with this trade? Davis Bertans, or Davis Bertans, and Spencer Dinwiddie. But even Luka Doncic commented on what a godsend Spencer Dinwiddie has been for this team. Defensively, he's been great. They didn't have hardly anybody that could beat you off the dribble and create their own. He can. Dorian Finney-Smith is, I think, I saw the other day, he is number one in the NBA in guarding the opponent's highest usage rate player for the season. He's a great defender, turned into a really good three-point shooter, Jalen Brunson. I can go on and on and on. And then, of course, like you say, they have Doncic. At his size, that point guard, he handles anybody on the perimeter. So their concern is obviously Dwight Powell in the middle. Somehow they've gotten through that this season. I think they're well worth it. They've beaten Memphis twice, right? Everybody's gaga over Ja Morant, and I get it. That's a deep team. That's a good team, young team. They've got fresh legs, and in the playoffs, you'll never play back-to-back. But Dallas has shown me enough, especially on the road victories, where I think they're worth it, you know? And again, when we bet these futures, a lot of times we're just hoping to advance.
Exactly.
Necessarily playing to win the title, and then hedge out, like you say, and give ourselves money either way. Go to sleep, wake me up when the series is over, I'll collect.
No, you're exactly right. It's you're buying options for the future, and you're getting a better number than what it will be. And for these NBA futures, at times, it's like, oh, you're talking futures? Yeah, we're talking futures. The playoffs start next week. So, like, the play-in starts next week. And, in fact, next weekend, it'll be real. And if you're Dallas, as you're talking, we get this number, and we talk about, all right, who they're going to play. Well, if it's Utah, I think they're going to be Utah, and then boom, we're into the next round, just like that.
Yeah, and you know what? The one to grab, I think, Gabe, I did this as well, is the Clippers. If Kawhi does make it back, they're plus 2,000 right now. You have to take a shot with the Clippers. They've gotten back Paul George, who looks really good right away. Norman Powell had 24 first night out. You talked about that Phoenix game where Phoenix.
Powell's good.
You've got both of them, and if Kawhi does, there's no guarantees coming back. But you have to take that price now, because if he does come back, it's too late. You're not getting that price anymore. So,
what's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Clippers could be a flyer. You know, you get those free bets on FanDuel and everything else, you guys out there.
Take your sign-up. Your sign-up bonus. There's like 19 every second commercials. Hey, get the sign-up bonus, so take advantage of it. Rob Vino, RobVinoSports.com, WagerTalk.com. Always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for the time, Rob.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks for having me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner. And I know the winner. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line. Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MA versus
Cincinnati.
Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Oh, yeah. All right, I was talking with the Rageaholics in the chat, trying to share some money management lessons with them. And I just got a flashback. I said to someone, Chris Warren in Texas, I said, yeah, I used to be crazier when I was younger. I bet big units. And our boy Matthias is licking his wounds right now after a parlay fell short by a bucket. It's a cold world, bro. It's a cold world, but you're a big UFC bettor. Let me ask you, what's the most you've ever bet on a UFC fight before?
$1,000.
You put 1,000.
Yeah,
that was like who was it? You're like, oh, this is the fight of all fights. Which what fight was that?
Joanna Young Jacek against Wiley Zhang.
That's crazy. Really?
and I lost.
Lost?
It was a split decision loss.
It's crazy, though. Whenever I swear to God, so I was telling people, I bet big a lot, bro. Why do you think I gave a big speech last night about $200 a day, $72,000 a year, guys? Don't get greedy.
Oh, you're right. Like, guys, so of course you lost. Chip away.
Yeah, so you remember, were you at the fight, too, to make it worse?
I was at the fight.
That's why you bet all that. I'm betting 1,000. I'm going to the fight. I'm going to win. No way she loses, right? That type of thing.
It was going to be a tight one, but I was hot. I was hot at the fights. And I wanted to do something crazy, and I was like, you know what?
You wanted to be the man. You wanted to go to the fight.
Yeah,
you were your girl. Were you with your girl? You wanted to bet a dime. You wanted to live like a guy. You wanted to live a dream, right? Exactly.
No, you know, I actually wasn't with my girl. I was actually with my father. That was a father son trip to see the UFC fights.
Did he know you bet $1,000 on it? He approved of it. Yeah, he was down. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, he was having a good time too. And he actually hit a big parlay that I told him not to do. Actually, I forgot who it was, but it was.
Of course.
So
your big advice. I don't know what I'm gonna ask you. What your picks are, man. You're like, you told your father not to do. So,
my dad's hit some gnarly fights that you would never bet on, like plus 400 type guys. It's like, oh, I'm just going to
do it. Yeah, because he's not scared. Exactly. He doesn't care about losing. So.
He also doesn't know what he's doing.
What do you think the most I've ever bet on a UFC fight is?
Like $5,000.
Yeah, it's a good guess. It's interesting because I was just telling people always ask me what's the most I've ever bet on a game. And I'm honest, a lot of people don't want to tell you their units and stuff because they don't want to let you know what they're really doing. But I bet like $23,000 on a Super Bowl before, and I lost. Same thing. I'm telling you, man, when you reach too high, man, Lord Gambler will chew your hand off. you reach up like, hey, you get greedy. You want to be, you know what I mean? When you step up out of your ego, like I'm telling you, like there's something to it. When you want to be who you're not, Matthias. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like absolutely. God is telling you a message or something. It's like, bro, who do you think you are? Vegas Dave? You're some cheese ball here, Bentley? You know what I mean? Like, but you know what it is for me? And it's a great story because I bet like big money on football games. I've done a bunch of times. I've won a few times, but more often than not, whenever I got really stupid on a game, I've lost. So that's why I preach money manager. I've been doing this 20 years on the air, guys. I've been gambling since 1982 on sports. So, you know, if I tell you something, I'm not just being a jackass and like, oh, saying it. You know, I'm trying to give advice to people. But for me, it was for UFC. It was and I was living in Vegas and it was pretty hardcore, man. Like, there's one thing about betting a lot of money, guys, if you have money. But it's another thing, like what I did. I was living in Vegas. I was on TV and stuff, and I was on, what, MAV TV. Shout out to MAV TV. I was a fan. Thank you, Mr. Lucas. Lucas Oil. Big guys in the motorsport. Not, I have nothing bad to say, like nothing but kind words to the crew at MAV TV and how they treated us over the years. They syndicated us and everything. They did cancel me for Bonanza. That's why, you know, that was on top, you know what I mean? I got canceled for a show that hasn't been on TV in 50 years. Not even 50, like 70, 80 years. Whatever that was. Whatever, like the owner, like Lucas Oil Stadium, they got big money, man. Right? They own a TV network, and I ended up on their network and stuff, and it was pretty cool. They're very nice people. Like, they really were nice guys and stuff. And they said, I was on for like a year or two. And they changed their format, and they pulled my show. And they were very apologetic, but they said, listen, the guy that owns the network wants to go to, like, Western movies and stuff. He doesn't want to do, like, this sports stuff. And I was like, all right, well, thank you, and whatever. And the thing is, they pulled the show, like, a week before the Super Bowl, right? Or, in, like, the AFC, the conference championship games. And people were mad. Right, all these, I never realized how many fans I had on this network. So people were mad. They were like, what the hell? This guy's like going to all year in the NFL, the Super Bowl, and he's going to Vegas, and he's in Vegas, and you're not even going to see the Super Bowl. So they're so mad. Or I wasn't in Vegas yet, so that's it. So they're so mad. And that network was so cool, they called me back like a week later, and they said, listen, we're sorry we pulled the show, and we didn't realize, and blah, blah, we're going to keep you on. And they said, they kept me on, and then I said, well, listen, you guys just canned me a week before the Super Bowl, or 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, whatever, like, pulled the show. They said, how do I know you're not going to do it again? I said, you're going to have to pay me for 2 years no matter what happens. And then, lo and behold, they said, no problem. And then, lo and behold, they pulled the show again, like, after 14 months. That's why I got nothing bad to say about it, Matthias. I lived in Vegas, bro, for, like, 8 months doing nothing. I got, like, all I did was, like, a podcast, Sports Rage and stuff. And I got paid, like, big money for a TV. It was good. It was because of them. Like, I had no beef with them. I'm a big fan. And then they got the stadium. They got the stadium in Indianapolis and stuff. Yeah, Mr. Lucas. It's really his name, Mr. Lucas. Like, it's the guy, Lucas Oil. The big oil money. Oil guys. Nice guys. I'm sure McAfee knows them, actually. Nice guy. Like I said, really nice guys. They still have the network. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they went through phases. Like, you know, snowboarding, surfing, action stuff. But anyways. You know, for me was, and it's a great story. It's really, really funny, man. It's the, so I'm living in Vegas, and we all, I can't go through everything. Like, it'll take too long. We're up against, I want to get into the picks. But anyone knows, I used to be really good friends with Heath Herring. I'm still buddies with him, but we don't talk. You know what I mean? Life is whatever. So I used to be good friends with Heath Herring. Heath Herring fought Brock Lesnar in Minneapolis, in Brock Lesnar's hometown. It was my birthday. I was so close with Heath Herring. I was in his corner in the fight. Like, I was in the room before the fight and everything. And I was there, and they told me. I was just sitting there minding my own business. And they told me. They said, listen, you were brought here because you fire Heath up. He likes you. You fire him up. And you got a big mouth. So they said, start talking smack to Brock Lesnar. Like, you know, let's go. And Mike Whitehead is there, and there's another dude. Mike Whitehead and another guy in Heath Herring, and Kenny Florian was in a room because Kenny was fighting that night. Anyways, Brock Lesnar, the way they do it in the UFC, they set it up so there's the hallway and stuff, but you can see the other fighter and stuff. So they had both the rooms open, and Brock Lesnar is like hitting a bag, all right? And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, all right, let's go, Heath. This is your night and stuff. And Heath Herring didn't like Brock Lesnar because of the WWE stuff. He's like, this guy's a fake ass, whatever, even though he was a national champion, right? And, you know. He's fake and all this. And that was the big angle with Heath Herring's camp, that Brock Lesnar's not a real fighter, that he's going to get knocked out. And then they told me, they said, hey, bro, you're kind of quiet. They said, yeah, you know, and then someone pulled me aside and they said, listen, you're kind of here to be the mouth type thing. Like, you know, like get him fired up and talk smack to Brock Lesnar. And I'm like, what? And basically, so I had a few. It was my birthday, too. So it was my birthday. It's something that you never forget. So it was my birthday. And Brock Lesnar's there. So then I start, hey, this ain't Monday Night Raw. I swear to God, on my grandmother's grave. So like people listen, like, yeah, you didn't know, whatever. People that know the show for a long time remember we were on the damn shorts during the fight. So it was nuts. So I'm like, this ain't Monday Night Raw. And I'm like, so I'm trash talking Brock Lesnar for real. All right, like, but he's like 15, 20 feet away from me in another room. He's hitting a bag, and he sort of looks at me and stuff like, who the hell is this kid, right? And so I'm running my mouth and stuff, and then they come up. 2 minutes, right? And we're standing there. Then they're like, 60 seconds. Because in the old days, they used to film the whole walking through the tunnel, like the hallway of the arena and stuff. So the whole, like, so 60 seconds. Like so you're on the clock, right? You're there. And I'm standing there, and they both go into the hallway, and they sort of confront each other. It's not on TV. People can't see this, right? So it's backstage. So they sort of, like, Heath Herring tells them to go F himself. Like, it was pretty hostile and stuff. And Brock, I swear to God, Brock Matthias is foaming like a dog at the mouth. Like, literally. He had, like, drool and foam. And this guy's all roided up, man. He was massive, bro. All right. I stand next. He looks up to me, and I'm talking smack to the guy for the last 5-10 minutes. He just looks at me and he goes, I would effing kill you. And he growled at me. He growled. I'm standing there. He's bigger than a fridge, Brock Lesnar, in real life. Okay. It's really like over the top scary in real life. So anyways, he went out. We know what happened in the fight and stuff. After the fight, Brock Lesnar's father and his brother come up, and they're like, hey, how's your buddy doing now, eh? And they get into my face and stuff. And they're big dudes. And he's in an ambulance. So he's just in an ambulance. It was quite the night. I threw my watch against the arena. Every time I see the T-Wolves, I always get a kick out of that, Matthias. I know I was in their locker room, and I threw my watch against the wall in anger after the fight. I don't know why I did it. I had a watch. I was like, son of a bitch. And I threw the watch. Bang. The watch broke. I got the Lesnar clan in my face and stuff like that. And it never ended, right? So fast forward. Biggest bet I ever bet. Brock Lesnar is fighting Shane Carwin, okay? And I'm like, man, I don't even like Brock Lesnar, but there's no way in hell he's not going to beat Shane Carwin. I raised up every dollar that I had. Living in Vegas. I'm living in like in this. I was living in a nice condo, but I literally had like no furniture stuff. I raised like $6,300. $6,300. I bet it all, Matthias. I literally bet $6,300 on a fight, Matthias, and had to borrow $100 off my buddy for drinks when we went in the arena. He said to me, he goes, bro, you have like $6,000 on this fight in tickets in your pocket. I said, yeah. I said, I got $37 left in the drinks, bro. They're like $20 a drink. I said, can you hook me up with $100? You know how the first round of the fight went? Shane Carwin beat the living crap out of Brock Lesnar. Any sane referee would have stopped the fight. Thank God Rosenthal kept it going. Thank God. Bring it.
Sports Group.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Grid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
But I'm not!
I wish I had more time for the full Brock Lesnar story.
Listen from the ashes.
It's like, I cannot believe out of all people that I messed with, like, of all people. And his brother, I can't, like, it's too detailed. It goes on. It's like an hour and everything. But it came full circle. So anyways, when I bet on Carwin, and the whole story is too insane. So when I bet on Carwin, years passed. I bet on Carwin and Lesnar. I'm in Vegas. Carwin's beating the crap out of him in the first round, but Rosenthal, the referee, went to jail after, let the fight go. Lesnar comes back and wins. I left. I was nearly crying because I lost everything I had. I'm walking out. I'm in a concourse. I start watching in the hallway in a concourse at MGM or Mandalay. I think it was MGM. And Lesnar's coming back, so I run back down the steps. And as I'm running down the steps, he wins. And I jump into the arms of Earl Skakel. We got to get Earl on to tell the story, too. He was there. So I jump into the arms of Earl Skakel and T-Bone. And then Matias was gold. I walk back up the concourse. You know what it's like in Vegas after a fight, right? Everyone's talking smack in the hallway, right? I'm like, I'm like, Lesnar wins, yeah. I don't even like Lesnar. I'm like, Lesnar wins. Matias, I feel like someone grabbed my shirt and pulled me back type thing. I turn around, it's Brock Lesnar's brother. He goes, hey, what's up, big mouth from Minnesota? And I'm like, oh my God, it's years later and now the Lesnars are stalking me in Vegas. And you know what he says to me? He goes, nice to see you're on the winning side this time. Picks me up, hugs me and stuff. Starts telling me and my brother still talk about you for a little skinny prick. You were a loudmouth guy. They were laughing. Who do you got tomorrow, Matias?
Gabe, quick. Raquel Pennington. I like Raquel Pennington. I like Mackenzie Dern. Those are some manageable numbers.
All right. I'm giving people main event pick. Come on. Volkanovski is going to win.
Oh, I like the parlay, Gabe. I like the parlay.
Chimaev, Volkanovski, minus 150. Hey, Burns, Chimaev goes over 1.5. Other than that, you're on your own. Follow me on Twitter later.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.